Hi, this is Dr. Tuzel dictating a independent medical examination. It's going to be addressed to Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, last name O'Hara, O, comma, H-A-R-A. Under that, Director of Special Education. Under that, Conaquit Central School District of Islip, Conaquit, C-O-N-N-E-T-Q-U-O-T. Under that, 780 Ocean Avenue. Under that, Bohemia, New York, 11716-3629. Skip a couple lines. Ray, colon, Justin, J-U-S-T-Y-N, last name Espinera, E-S-P-I-N-E-I-R-A. Under that, date of birth, colon, 9/15/2004. Under that, date of evaluation, colon, 11/22/2022. Skip a couple lines. Dear Ms. O'Hara, colon. New paragraph. Justin Espinera was evaluated in my office at North Shore Psychiatric Consultants on 11/22/22 for an initial psychiatric evaluation / independent medical evaluation upon request by the Conaquit School Central, the Conaquit Central School District and his mother, period. Prior to the start of this evaluation, I reviewed a photo ID in the form of his mother's New York State driver's license, period, his mother, comma, Wendy L. Espinera, E-S-P-I-N-E-I-R-A, accompanied Justin throughout today's evaluation, period. I reminded them that the purpose of this appointment was for evaluation only, and therefore no doctor-patient relationship would result, and that a report would be forwarded to the Conaquit School District, period. Under that, bold-faced letters, review of medical records. Under that bullet point, Conaquit, capital C, capital S, capital D. Under that, individualized education program, in parentheses, capital I, capital E, capital P, and the parentheses, report. Under that, school year, colon, 2022-2023, semicolon, meeting date 3/4/2022. Under that bullet point, special education teacher report. Under that, submitted by Tiffany Prin, last name P-R-I-N, comma, special education teacher. Under that, dated 8/3/2022. Under that bullet point, psychological evaluation. Under that, submitted by Kristen A. Hamill. Kristen is spelled capital C, little R-I-S-T-I-N. Initial, middle initial A, period, Hamel, capital H, little A-M-M-E-L, comma, P-S-Y, D, D is capital, dated, under that, dated 7/11/2022 and 7/14/2022. Under that bullet point, reevaluation, social history update, under that, interviewer, dash, Kristen Hamill, comma, P-S-Y-D. Again, it's Kristen, C-R-I-S-T-I-N. Hamill, H-A-M-M-E-L. And then initials, capital P, little S, little Y, capital D. Under that, dated 6/1/2022. Under that bullet point, occupational therapy screening. Under that, submitted by Kimberly Fletcher, dash Brucey, last name is capital F, little L-E-T-C-H-E-R, dash capital B, little R-U-S-S-E-Y, followed by initials capital M, capital S, capital O, capital T, capital R, / capital L. Under that, date of screening, colon 10/5/2020 and 10/6/2020. New paragraph. Justin Espinera is a 17-year-old single male, residing at home with his parents and 23-year-old brother, attending the 11th grade in the Life Skills Program, (half a day in the Life Skills Classroom and half a day at BOCES, (B, O, C, E, S), attending a vocational program under at Conaquit High School, Conaquit is C-O-N-N-E-T-Q-U-O-T. New paragraph. Justin remained quiet, seated calmly throughout the majority of today's session, mainly looking out of the window and observed to be smiling and humming to himself for no apparent reason, His mother provided the majority of responses in this report. When asked specific questions directed to him, Justin would either respond, no, I don't know, or when asked his age, replied, 16-17-18, After 45 minutes towards the end of the session, he became increasingly fidgety in manner and eventually walked out of the office door into the office suite, New paragraph. Mrs. Espinera started the session by stating, he went from being a happy and compliant kid to being defiant in manner, She explained that in May he began to refuse to go on the bus to BOCES, (B, O, C, E, S), She stated that as she does not work and to improve his compliance, she drives her son to and from school and to the BOCES program, She described that his attendance and performance over the summer improved, having done well at the BOCES Culinary School, According to his mother, he has a tendency to not respond to questions unless they are written down, She stated her main concern at this time is his refusal to attend vocational training, New paragraph. Mrs. Espinera described her son as being more independent in middle school and began to regress in high school when he went to BOCES for vocational programming, She described that over the past 3 years, since the start of the COVID pandemic, his anxiety increased, He became anxious over doing new things, though was able to enjoy continuing to go to concerts, movies, enjoying children's videos, cooking and going jet skiing with his father, She denied any major behavioral issues, She reported that his relationship with his brother is, great, On school days, she stated he goes to bed at 11 p.m. and gets up at 6 a.m., He dresses himself, showers, makes his bed, and helps out around the house at times, No reported sleep or appetite disturbances, No reported use of drugs or alcohol, She added that CBD gummies helps him to be more relaxed, which he takes sometimes on non-school days, Mrs. Espinera commented that once her son gets home from school, he doesn't want to leave the house again, so that his appointment today was changed to an earlier time to accommodate his preferences, Under that, skip a couple lines in bold-faced heading, past psychiatric history. No reported history of psychiatric hospitalization, No reported history of suicide attempt, No reported history of aggressive behavior towards others, described by his mother as being, a gentle giant, She did report him as having a history of hitting his head when feeling frustrated, as well as a tendency to cry when he suffers from migraine attacks or when something upsets him, internally, Justin was given a diagnosis of autism at the age of 3 years old by Dr. Greenspan, capital G, little R-E-E-N-S-P-A-N, period. According to his mother, he had received home services up until the sixth grade, comma, before gaining more independence when he attended middle school and had a good relationship with his teacher, period. He reportedly had been treated with Zoloft while in grade school for over a year, comma, but had stopped it in the fifth grade when noted to have gained a lot of weight, period. In the past, he had also been in treatment with a therapist for 3 months, which ended at that time due to not having been able to establish a therapeutic relationship, comma, i.e. no rapport between them, period. Skip a couple lines, bold-faced, heading medical history, colon. No known drug allergies, period. The patient's pediatrician is Dr. Kleinberg, period. Kleinberg is spelled capital K, then L-I-N-E-B-E-R-G. Justin has a history of migraines that at times causes him to vomit, period. His last migraine was last weekend, for which he usually takes over-the-counter Excedrin for migraines, period. Justin has a history of scoliosis and eczema, period. He reportedly had COVID in the past, period. Skip a couple lines under that bold-faced heading, family slash social history. Justin has one older brother who has a history of anxiety and is in therapy, period. His maternal grandmother has a history of bipolar disorder and alcoholism, period. His maternal great aunt had a history of depression and committed suicide, period. No reported history of physical, comma, sexual, comma, or emotional abuse issues, period. Under that, skip a couple lines, bold-faced heading, mental status examination. 17-year-old well-nourished young male, appearing younger than stated age, casually groomed in clean attire, comma, quiet on interview, comma, self-absorbed in manner with limited eye contact, period. Psychomotor activity level within normal limits, period. Speech non-spontaneous and underproductive, responding, quote, no, end of quote, or, quote, I don't know, end of quote, upon questioning, period. Mood essentially neutral, period, affect detached and guarded versus anxious, period. No signs, symptoms of mania, period. No evidence of any acute depressive tendencies, period. Positive preoccupation and thought, period. No evidence of any suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. He is awake, alert, though unable to assess cognitive capabilities due to his inability slash unwillingness to interact during this interview, period. Under that, skip a couple lines, bold-faced heading, diagnosis, F8-4.0, autism spectrum disorder, period. Rule out F90.9, unspecified attention dash deficit slash hyperactivity disorder, period. Under that, rule out 300.00, unspecified anxiety disorder, period. Under that, skip a couple lines, then in bold-faced heading, impression slash prognosis. Due to significant deficits in cognitive skills, as indicated on the Weschler, W-E-S-C-H-L-E-R, Adult Intelligence Scale, with a full-scale IQ of 59, and the Vineland Adaptive Behavior Scales, with low scores in communication, comma, daily living, and socialization, comma, as well as recent refusal in attending vocational training program, comma, prognosis presents as being guarded at this time, period. New paragraph, during this evaluation was unclear as to whether Justin's disengagement was exacerbated by underlying attention deficit disorder or anxiety compounding his diagnosis of autism, period. It is still unclear as to whether his isolating tendencies due to the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, including having been infected by the virus, contributed to his decline in adaptation to certain social situations, period. Additionally, it was described that perhaps an incident at school or on the BOCES bus may have precipitated a traumatic occurrence, promoting a further lack of self-confidence, contributing to decline in his social adaptiveness, period. Justin also has a family history of mood disorders, of which he is genetically potentially predisposed, period. New paragraph, skip a couple lines, new paragraph, boldface heading, treatment plan / recommendations. To address these issues, a combination of medication and therapy are recommended, period. ADHD medications that address some aspects of autism include guanfacine, capital G, little U-A-N-F-A-C-I-N-E, in parentheses, Intuniv, capital I, little N-T-U-N-I-V, / 10X, capital T, little E-N-E-X, and the parentheses that can increase focus and decrease hyperactivity / impulsivity, comma, and in Justin's case, defiance, period. The FDA has approved the use of some antipsychotic drugs, such as risperidone and aripiprazole, A-R-I-P-R-I-P-A-Z-O-L-E, for treating irritability and, in Justin's case, defiance, period. In the past, Justin had a trial on an SSRI, in parentheses, anti-anxiety / antidepressant medication, and the parentheses, with limited benefit and increased side effect, in parentheses, weight gain, and the parentheses, period. New paragraph, in addition, individual therapy may assist in promoting his self-confidence, whether due to having experienced a previous traumatic incident at school / on the bus, or due to previous social isolation due to the pandemic, comma, to assist in integrating him back into the program, as Justin was reportedly able to develop a meaningful relationship with one of his teachers in middle school, period. Skip a couple lines, sincerely, then Suzanne Tuzel, MD, under that, Diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology. This is the end of dictation. Thank you so very much. Goodbye.